There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
If you want to get down to this sick beat, you got to go through Taylor herself. At least that's what the pop princess is referring to when she recently filed trademarks for some of her most quotable song lyrics from her number one selling album, 1989. So according to the documents released, Taylor has filed to trademark these lyrics 2 days before her album was even released back in October. But why? These trademarks would not allow anybody to use the lyrics on any type of product, which includes clothing, handbags, guitar accessories, ornaments, containers, cookware, towels, blankets, wind chimes, because who doesn't want this sick beat printed on their favorite wind chime?
Here's entertainment reporter Aaron Robinson commenting on Taylor Swift trademarking some of the lyrics from her latest album, including this sick beat, to keep them from showing up on unauthorized merchandise. Taylor Swift's trademarks and music in general, pop music, number one. Whoops, wait a minute, number one. Let's do it the other way around, Doug. How about we make it number 10? Yes, because we're counting down on the countdown. This week's countdown, as usual in this hour, we start at number 10 and go to number one. That's the way it works. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen here to overview the last week of conversation in the month of January 2015, reviewing all the top 10 topics. Folks at Talkers Magazine been busy scurrying around trying to avoid the effects of the snow and how it has impacted our industry, your industry, pretty much everybody's industry, wherein there was actually a snowstorm, and it sure as heck was at the headquarters of Talkers and the headquarters of the Good Day program. So Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, listening to talk radio programs, show hosts, understanding what's going on in the stations across the country as things change a bit in the world of news talk radio. So at number 10, the entertainment world at number 9. Well, let's find out officially.
Number 9.
Yes, the price you're paying for fuel has stayed in the top 10 now for quite a while. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, Rich McFadden, who's on the program with me, talked to oil industry analyst Adam Cooper about the impact of the death of the King of Saudi Arabia. What has that done to what we're paying here, there, and everywhere for oil?
They're one of the largest producers in the world, so we are outproducing them right now, but other than that, they're a major, major player in oil and gas. So,
right, so but why would that? Why would it make a difference if the prince is the leader or the king's the leader? What bearing does that have on how much oil they get out of the ground over there? Is it a process, a procedure? I guess most people don't understand. We think that the oil business is run by wackos.
Change their policies.
Yeah, it just was their policies that people are wondering, are they going to go with the same policies? Are they going to go with new policies? Who's, you know.
So one person makes that decision in Saudi Arabia. Is that, in other words, whether they've been continuing the production level, so that's why there's so much oil on the market, and that's why the price is as low as it is. So one person in Saudi Arabia could change that. Is that basically the concern?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's for a lot of places where it's like that, to be real honest with you. I mean, OPEC, you know, it's a body of people, but really, at the end of the day, it's a bunch of guys around the table that all have a say, and any of them can really do whatever they want. OPEC is just a governing body that they implemented themselves. I mean, that's really one of the main problems with where prices are at today, is that they couldn't agree on a price, or couldn't agree on an amount to produce. And we're stuck really being hurt here in the United States because of it.
We're hurt? Who's being hurt? Well, I'm not being hurt. I'm liking it. Paying $2 a gallon.
What is it hurting?
Yeah, right now it's great. And that's what I think last time I was on, we talked a little bit about it. It's we're starting to see major companies lay people off. We're starting to see drilling companies just shut down completely.
Number eight item this week, as we follow the hot hits in talk radio, the situation in Washington at the White House when that drone landed on the lawn at the White House. Here's host Jimmy Barrett with correspondent Joe Gomez. They discussed the drone and why it happened, who's responsible, and actually, it's, in a manner of speaking, if it wasn't so serious as to how easy it was to get onto the White House lawn, it's kind of funny.
Turns out he was flying it from a park right adjacent to the White House, and maybe Joe Gomez, he had just a few too many cocktails.
Right, this is a case of drinking and droning, I guess you could say.
Did they charge him with that? Did he get a DUI charge for crashing your drone because you were drunk?
I don't think he can, but he hasn't even faced any charges yet. This guy, we understand, is some sort of government contract worker, works for in some capacity with the Department of Defense, we understand. So you think we should have known better than to be flying a drone, which is illegal to fly in the District of Columbia, number one, or to pilot it over the White House. But that's apparently what he did when his quadcopter drone crash-landed on the White House grounds early in the early morning hours on Monday. And so this is bringing a lot of new attention to drones. Should these things be regulated? Is there a potential for a terrorist to utilize these small drones, which radar can pick up and appear on a radar as some kind of small bird? So I think that the White House and the Secret Service, and I know their air defense system, they're looking at different ways to kind of prevent this stuff from happening again.
Well, I know the reaction is going to be that what we lack here is regulation. But as you already said, though, there's a no-fly zone around the White House. But obviously people don't realize that unless they're commercial pilots.
Right, yeah. I mean, you can't fly a plane over the White House. Some of the larger drones, I think, would have been able to be picked up by the radar that's in place surrounding the White House. But again, with this drone, it's so small, it's about 2 feet in size. And even smaller drones than that could easily be mistaken for some kind of a small bird or something like that. But even so, they could still carry an explosive ordnance of some kind that could, if not cause damage, certainly cause quite a big spectacle. Even President Obama talked about this yesterday during an interview with CNN while he was in India. He said that these new unmanned aerial drones need to be regulated, that there's a lot of companies that can cut costs by utilizing them instead of actual people. And so I think going into the future, we're going to see from lawmakers probably looking at new ways to rein in these drones.
All right, so we have a rather interesting and varied supply and source of information and ideas on the countdown this week, which is very nice. It's refreshing to see us get off of the political bandwagon. Not that there isn't politics involved in the top 10, but there's much more variety in conversation, which is kind of the new trend in conversation radio, and I certainly support that and laud it. 14 past the hour, number 7, up next on this week's countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, listen, I have my own business. Can you help me get my name out there?
I'm on it.
You can print my name on anything?
On it. Your name on business cards, on pens, brochures, banners, t-shirts, signs.
Go on.
On hats, mugs, magnets, calendars, keychains, tote bags.
On tote bags?
Totes.
Can I do it on budget?
On it.
I'm sold. Hey, are you ever not on?
Only on my days off.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in-store and online ends 1/31/15. Exclude self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount apply before taxes, may not be combined with any other offer.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, "I'll watch the kids while you're at work," and you were like, "Great," but then she said, "Let's discuss rates," and you found out the exact price of Grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, "Did you pay for childcare?" is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand flax wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keeping clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Few may know of Willie Woods and the Montford Point Marines, but this group of black Marines in World War II showed the nation their fighting spirit and led to the desegregation of the Corps.
The Montford Point Marines, it was set up more or less as an experiment. This is what opened up the Marine Corps.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on the Montford Point Marines, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want, from starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Buy one, get one free deals on select guitar tuners, drumsticks, mic and instrument cables, guitar stands, and studio monitors. All buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
Number seven.
Number seven this week, focusing on the information about that flight, the Air Asia flight that went down and who was flying and what happened, etc. Here's Scott Pelley talking to correspondent Jeff Pegues about new info that came out and the situational blaming, who did what, how did it happen, etc., etc., etc.
Strong currents in the Java Sea prevented crews from lifting the fuselage of AirAsia Flight 8501. The jetliner went down last month with 162 on board, and the final moments were hellish. Jeff Pegues has more.
After climbing at a rate three times greater than normal, AirAsia 8501 likely stalled, which would have triggered alarms like this in the cockpit.
Stalled, stalled.
Satellite information shows the Airbus A320 went into a deep dive, dropping at a rate of 11,000 feet per minute. At that rate, the final 1 to 2 minutes of flight would have been horrifying for those on board. Jim Sullivan is a commercial pilot who's been at the controls of an A320.
A normal descent rate in normal operation on a regular descent would be in the magnitude of 2,000 to 3,000 feet a minute. So an 11,000 foot per minute descent is obviously drastic, combined with a very, very slow ground speed, is essentially a straight down descent.
Today, divers removed six more bodies from the Java Sea. Some were found under the fuselage. The search for remains has gone on for more than 3 weeks. But it was other aviation mysteries that led to today's new recommendations from the National Transportation Safety Board to aid in the search for lost aircraft. They include reporting systems, which, in the event of an emergency, would send basic flight data from the plane to a satellite, the potential use of a deployable black box that ejects, floats, and sends signals, and longer-lasting and more powerful underwater locating devices. Those tools could have ended the mystery of what happened to Malaysia Air Flight 370, still missing after nearly a year. It's thought to be in the waters off the coast of Australia.
To help solve mysteries like that, the NTSB is also recommending image recorders or cameras in the cockpit. The goal is to locate a crash site in the water within 6 nautical miles, but Scott, change in the aviation industry does not happen overnight. It'll likely take years to implement these recommendations.
I thought it was interesting that the Malaysian government this week declared that the loss of Flight 370, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, was an accident according to the terms of an international air agreement, and that all the passengers and crew are presumed dead. They said last spring the plane appeared to have been lost with all on board, which cleared the way for death certificates to be issued for the passengers and crew members so they can get into the litigation department, which is really all a lot of these people care about. Number six up next on this week's Countdown.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems,
taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification, acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Yeah, let's get to number six here. The situation we find ourselves in, our country and Cuba. Pretty interesting things developing over the course of this month and this week. Here from our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, host Alan Ludell with Johns Hopkins history professor Franklin Knight. They discuss Cuba's latest demands before they will agree to completely normalize relations with our country.
The government of Cuba seemingly have increased their demands for what they would expect from the United States, from the Obama administration, in return for the restoration of full, normal diplomatic relations between Washington and Havana. Definitely an end to the U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. We knew that. But also reparations, the end of Radio Martí broadcast into Cuba, and probably what would be the most difficult for Washington to deliver, an end to U.S. military control of Guantanamo. And what's your interpretation, Cubans just trying to drive a high bargain, seeing what they can get? Or maybe Fidel is telling Raul, don't go soft, or what?
I think it's the latter. I think that certainly my reading of it would be that if he's still advising Raul, that Fidel is saying, you have got to stand up to the Americans. And there are four major issues. The Guantanamo thing is not entirely new, because this was announced last year when they had the vote at the UN about the embargo. It was brought in for the first time, officially. So there are three major issues and several minor issues, including Radio Martí. The embargo, of course, which the Cubans consider recently to be a very important issue, and the removal from the list of terrorist states. That has been a major factor for them because it affects their international economic relations.
Honestly, I've always kind of considered that probably the most easily achievable from the U.S. side.
Yes, because this is totally a presidential decree. The embargo is difficult and Guantanamo is difficult, although Guantanamo can be diffused because there are aspects of Guantanamo that the president can operate independently.
Although considering that the president cannot even close the penal facility in Guantanamo, how could he possibly ever deliver, well, you know what happened to Jimmy Carter and Howard Baker with the Panama Canal?
Sure. Yes, you're absolutely right on all of these counts. But I tell you what, I have always said it's going to be a long-term discussion and that this will not be concluded in the next 2 years unless, of course, the Cubans believe that it's a sure Republican shoe-in 2016, in which case they might soften a lot of these positions. And, of course, 2 years is a long time for both countries. But I think what will happen is that in the next round of talks, they are going to prioritize the issues and see what is possible. And I think that the top priority is definitely going to be removal from the terrorist list.
Yeah, which again is more achievable. Of course, I, as a longtime observer of Cuba, and I have listened to Radio Havana broadcasts over the years, and it has always struck me, although of course they would reflect the international accounts about whatever abuses happened at the prison in Guantanamo, but over the years, it was really uncommon for Radio Havana to do very much about Guantanamo, even though technically the lease ran out a long time ago. It was much more likely that the absolute top story always was what they saw as the illegal U.S. detaining of Cuban prisoners.
Yes, so Guantanamo in Cuba has been a sort of non-issue for years. Guantanamo has been resuscitated as an issue, and I think it is, but that's again my view, it is raised because it's raised in a Latin American context. And you know, they've been pressuring Cuba on human rights. And Cuba wants to say, well, how about Guantanamo? This is a violation of all sorts of international treaties and human rights as well.
All right, so Taylor Swift and music number 10 so far. Oil prices number 9. The drone on the White House number 8. Flight information on the Air Asia situation number 7. Cuba U.S. relations number 6. That brings us to 28 past the hour. The other top 5 issues coming up next here on the Countdown.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your...
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
The countdown continues. I'm Doug Steffen here saying hello to the folks listening in Tallahassee and all over Florida, as a matter of fact, West Virginia, Alabama, Iowa, people checking in with ideas and suggestions and questions about how we do the talk radio countdown show. Hello to the folks in Lancaster, Ohio. Let's get back to the countdown, going from number five to number one in this half hour.
Number five.
There are, as you might expect, some interesting anecdotal focus this week on the Super Bowl and things that are connected to the Super Bowl. Thus is the case with the trial of Aaron Hernandez. Here's Brooke Baldwin, a reporter, talking to legal analyst Ashley Banfield and Robert Schauch about the Hernandez trial getting underway this week.
It struck me the prosecutors really quickly got into the weeds of this whole thing. How did they do? What are they trying to prove? Because I find it interesting in the state of Massachusetts, they actually don't have to prove that it was Aaron Hernandez who pulled the trigger.
No, he just has to be a part of it.
Right.
And I love that you said the weeds, because that's usually what it sounds like. But there's this old expression in a courtroom, and it's great. If you have the law on your side, you hammer the law.
Yep.
Facts on your side, you hammer the facts. If you have neither on your side, you hammer the table. And a lot of times, the weeds are not the table. The weeds are those facts and the law. And so that jury was getting a real roadmap for how the next 10 weeks is going to play out.
How did they do?
So I think pretty good. You know, we're not in the courtroom, and I always say you can read a transcript, you can hear it on a foggy mic, but it's nothing like having that prosecutor in your face in that jury box, and that's all that prosecutor was talking to was those 18 members.
Mm-hmm. And what they want to do is they want to play on that emotion. The prosecutor's going to want to go right for the heartstrings. You saw the mother, she was crying.
Yeah.
The judge is going to tell them sympathy plays no role in this case, but anyone who's tried a case in a courtroom knows
it's
that
tough not to see
exactly
that.
And for the defense, I mean, they're going to have to rely on the fact that there's no murder weapon, no one puts the gun in Aaron Hernandez's hand. They have to go talk about the fact that the surveillance tapes at Aaron Hernandez's house were not damaged. If he knew he did this, he would have destroyed the tapes. He was the only one with access. So that's a point that they definitely hit home.
We'll get to some of the evidence that's allowed and that's not
right.
In just a minute, but staying with the defense, right out of the gate they were saying he is an innocent man. Odin Lloyd was with his friend. They kept saying friends.
Yep. And
why?
Because they want to paint a picture of Aaron Hernandez and Odin Lloyd as the best of friends. He would never do this. this to his friend. Aaron Hernandez is someone who takes care of his friends. They're going to try to explain why the cars were rented. He's a millionaire. All of his friends don't have money, so he rents cars for people. He lets them live that lavish lifestyle that he lives. And if they associate Aaron Hernandez and Olden Lloyd as his friends, again, they might be able to disassociate from the sympathy aspect and see that he didn't do this.
I think also in that whole trail of evidence that's so amazingly strong, a surveillance trail that almost leads you right to the murder scene and right to the bullet to the head. All this defense attorney or this team of defense attorneys has to do is figure out a way to get to one of those jurors and try to get some big piece of doubt.
Reasonable doubt.
Well, it has to be reasonable doubt, but then what is reasonable? Because you might be reasonable about something and I find you unreasonable, and that's where they have to go. They have to get that juror and put some doubt in there and try to convince them that it's reasonable doubt.
Number four.
Number four is the Super Bowl, how much pressure is supposed to be in a football, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've had people sending me emails. The focus on the NFL this week is pretty ridiculous. One person sent me, this guy named Tom, said the NFL jealously protects its trademark for the Super Bowl. And this fellow said, I know of one radio station concocting a promotion to skirt the ban. Winning callers were given their choice of a can of soup or a free game of bowling during the soup or bowl contest. That's soup or bowl. Get it? Other than the usual contest pigs that call radio stations, didn't draw a lot of listener interests, and there weren't many winners. After the waiting period, the leftover soup was distributed. This is last year, the station staff. There were unclaimed bowling certificates and that sort of thing. I thought that was interesting. Soup or bowl contests. Yeah, everybody's got to get in on the act. Earlier this week here on my, well, that's not on the countdown, a Good Day program that I host Monday through Friday, I talked to Stephen Mosier, who teaches sports ethics and character development at Ithaca College in upstate New York. We talked about the situation with the footballs and how long this kind of thing has actually been going on in the National Football League.
Oh, this has been going on since there have been games. Absolutely, there have been. And I'm with you as well. I actually have advocated for a long time to my students that they shouldn't depend on having long careers in football, because eventually, maybe in the next 20, 25 years, it isn't going to exist the way it does now, because parents are smart enough not to put their kids into an activity that destroys their brains.
Well, don't tell that to parents in Ohio, Florida, or Texas.
Some parents will continue to make unwise decisions for their children. But, you know, to get back to the matter of does this kind of gamesmanship and cheating go on at the highest level? Of course it does. It's done that forever. And in a business ethics kind of way, the National Football League is absolutely loving this, because that's all people have been talking about for the past 7 days, as opposed to talking about the serious issues like domestic violence, child abuse, concussions, commissioners lying right there on the stands to prosecutors, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, so
not even to mention the Washington Redskins and that ugly name.
Well, you and I might argue a little about that one, but let's talk about the quarterbacks who have said that they have manipulated footballs and yet nothing's been done. And you think about, again, coaches knowing what's going on. Brady says he doesn't know anything. The Patriots say they don't know anything. Sounds like poppycock. But is it more for, again, the lessons that are learned here with youngsters coming along? What does this tell kids and adults about the efficacy of telling the truth?
Yeah. Well, you can rest assured that the research is pretty clear on this, is that most kids, the overwhelming majority of kids, in fact, don't look to professional athletes for their moral leadership. They look to more professional athletes for their incredible physical skill.
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. They look to politicians for moral leadership.
Oh, yeah, right. Politicians are by far ahead of everybody on the planet as to being the moral beacons of our society, and they certainly don't look to the religious sector either, at least in our country. But kids are bright enough to understand that at the highest level, what you're looking at is professional entertainment, and most kids, in fact, understand that the National Football League, among the major sports, is a heck of a lot closer to professional wrestling as it is to moral development. Yeah. It's entertainment, it's spectacle, it's a whole heck of a lot of fun, but nobody gets riled up about whether or not an athlete cheats.
Number three.
There's a world of reality, isn't it? Huh? Nobody really cares if you're a cheater or not. Number three this week, speaking about cheaters, those bums in ISIS and what the threat is. Pretty nasty with the Japanese. Well, there are a couple of different hostage situations going on, as we hear in this conversation from host Ray Dunaway. He has author Joy Brighton on his program talking about Sharia law, Islamic religion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Is Sharia necessarily part of Islam?
You know, I am not an expert in this. I really, you know, what I do is I say, what's going on the ground here? Personally, to me, you know, what's in the Quran, what's in the Bible, what's in the Torah is pretty irrelevant. I think what's relevant is what is happening around the world and why is it happening and who is doing
it.
And so, you know, one of the most important pieces of Sharia law is that we have no criticism, as I said, which is why we have, you know, everyone, all of us are tippy-toeing around talking about radical Islam or anything else. That, right off the bat, says that we are already, because of, we are self-censoring ourselves, we are essentially already complying with Sharia law. Now, let me just say something. Sharia law, if you are a Muslim and you're praying five times a day to Allah, you are practicing Islam, your religion, protected under the First Amendment. If you are a Muslim and you want me or you or anyone else to pray five times a day to Allah, that's where the line is drawn. Now you are you're a Shariaist, you're practicing Shariaism. You're forcing control on others and stifling individual liberties. So Sharia law in and of itself is fine. In certain cases, if you are just choosing to do certain things your own way for your own personal being, but once you start stomping on someone else's individual liberties, that is where we've got a political movement of control. That is radical Islam. That is Shariaism.
There's a letter floating around the internet written by an airline pilot that has some pretty interesting observations in it, and it all has to do with the threat and how uncomfortable we all are based on the current relationships people think they have or don't have with the Muslim religion. It's 16 and a half minutes before the hour. Number two and number one, and they are not related, come up next here on The Countdown.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer can be awesome.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and laws number 3030.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell right now. GenuCell is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes a stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order GenuCell today. 800-543-9262.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Velveeta Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita soft baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, mourn and win.
Did you pay for childcare last year? Did your mom move just down the street and say, "I'll watch the kids while you're at work," and you were like, "Great," but then she said, "Let's discuss rates," and you found out the exact price of grandma's love, plus overtime and holidays. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, "Did you pay for child care?" is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Number two item this week on our talk radio countdown show, focus on the presidential race. You are going to have a hard time between now and next fall not having this included in the countdown. Every week there's something different. Who's in, who's out, who wants, who doesn't want. Here's host John Howell talking to Glenn Thirsch from Politico.com about what he thinks is going on with Mrs. Clinton.
Hillary Clinton's ready to go. They got a lot of cash behind them. They're very Machiavellian. I think bad things are going to start happening, coincidentally, of course, to Senator Bernie Sanders, Governor Martin O'Malley, and former Senator Jim Webb. Do you think they're all going to start falling down flights of stairs?
That's funny. You know, I think the funny thing about it, a couple of friends of mine wrote a book earlier this year in which they detailed this Hillary Clinton enemies list. The truth of the matter is the Clintons do not off their enemies, they bring them into their camp. That seems to be their strategy. If you want to get paid, or you want to get some sort of a payoff, the best way to do it is to come out early in opposition to Hillary Clinton. I'll give you an example. Hmm. One of the people who are sort of at the core of Clinton's team is a fellow by the name of David Brock, who is the head of this Media Matters empire, runs a couple of super PACs, extraordinarily influential in the Clinton inside circle at this point. And this was the guy who, for the American Spectator in the 1990s, wrote the most scurrilous stories about Bill Clinton's affairs. I mean, the Clintons have no, how do I put it? The Clintons have a minimal gag reflex when it comes to the company they pick politically.
Hmm. Minimal gag reflex. Excellent band name, by the way. So, well, in other words, instead of offing you, they just marginalize you.
They marginalize and co-op. I mean, look, you know, in fact, that was sort of a strategy that backfired in 2008. They attempted to influence the South Carolina primary, which is the highest concentration of African-American voters, by buying off a couple of high-profile state senators. I don't think it's going to work. But, you know, that is their strategy. And if you kind of look at who they are aggregating, essentially, their campaign is being configured by former Obama people. Mm-hmm. Joel Benenson, Obama's pollster, you guys know him very well in Chicago, is playing a far greater, more expanded role. So is Jim Margolis, another former Obama person. So, you know, this is much more a matter of if you can't beat him, join him.
I don't see Hillary Clinton having the gut to do this. I think she comes with just a boatload of negatives. I don't buy it, this coronation of Hillary Clinton as a de facto nominee.
Well, if she is, listen, you know, I've heard a lot of people in her circle say this. Some of, they are perhaps being disingenuous. But I think if Jim Webb sticks in the race and Bernie Sanders sticks in the race and they give her at least some good debates, I think it's really important that she is challenged. I covered her in 2000, really from 2005 through the end in 2008. And I will tell you, she was never better than when she was on her heels in the beginning of 2008. I mean, she found her electorate, and it was a surprising electorate.
All right, so Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, how many times can we say that with enthusiasm? Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney, Jeb Bush, Jeb Bush, yeah, okay, you get it. Number one, up next on our weekly countdown. Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one item this week on our Talk Radio Review is a focus on the Northeast Blizzard. The storm of the century. Well, not quite. Outside my farm, I had 34 inches of snow. However, that's nothing to sneeze at, even though it's caused a lot of people to get a cold. Here's host Dom Giordano, who's in Philadelphia, talking to Joe Bastardi, the weather forecaster, about problems some of the forecasters had with getting it right.
How accurate were you in your predictions? What kind of grade would you give yourself?
In New York City, a C. Everywhere else, an A. And as far as seeing it as far away, we've been highlighting this to our clients for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're highlighting what we believe is coming early next week. In fact, back on January 15th, when we started pulling out of the cold that we were in, we immediately said the 26th through February 10th will be a nasty period of weather. In fact, I called it epic cold and snow and everything else because I think we're going to see one system after another coming at the northeastern part of the United States, and Arctic air is pressing its issue now. And you're going to see the coldest temperatures of the winter by far.
Yeah, it's been pretty cold here in Philadelphia, Joe. I know, and windy. I mean, the wind has intensified. Let me ask you, though.
Come on, this is chicken feed. It's 23 degrees out. When it's in the single digits and windy and cold, that's when you have to start worrying.
Well, you are a hardy guy, Joe, but how would you get New York City, the Big Apple, how would you get that wrong? What happened?
Well, what I said was that we thought that the accumulations there would be between 15 and 20 inches. And in this particular case, you had a storm that was rolling southeast through the Ohio Valley and was very well behaved up until central Pennsylvania. And then when the redevelopment began to take place, that's when it gets dicey. And of course, the area we targeted right from the get-go. And this is when people were just looking and said, what are you talking about? We're forecasting a blizzard in southeastern New England with 1 to 2 feet back on Thursday and Friday. And then we expanded that area west, and we settled on 15 to 20 around the New York City area with the island getting creamed. Now, what's happened in New York? The park's at 8.6. LaGuardia is up to 12 now. So, you know, it's funny because, in a way, you call something that far away and then you don't nail it exactly at the end is very, very frustrating. But 90% of the area that was forecast to have a blizzard is having a blizzard.
We're having a blizzard. Here's host Jeff Kuhner talking about an unbelievable story coming out of New Jersey about what happened when a couple of teenagers tried to make money shoveling people's driveways after the blizzard. Listen to this.
Matt Molinari and Eric Schneff, two teenagers, 18 years of age, from New Jersey. And as you know, New Jersey, not as bad as here, but they got walloped with a good snowstorm. And so, like many other teenagers before them, going back decades upon decades upon decades, said, hey, this is a great chance to, A, do good, help people shovel out, and to make a little money. So, there they are, handing out flyers. They're going door to door, handing out flyers, saying, hey, we've got our own little makeshift snow shoveling service. We want to shovel your driveway. We want to shovel your stairs, your sidewalk. And basically they said, look, we want to help some people out, and we're going to get paid whatever you're willing to pay. To me, this is old-fashioned Americana. This is old-fashioned entrepreneurship. Guess what? As they're going door to door, I swear to you, a police officer stops them and says, what are you guys doing? And they say, well, we're just, you know, handing out these flyers. We're going to shovel people's driveways. We're going to shovel their stairs. The guy says, no. Literally, the police stop. They say, what are you doing? This is a crime. And the kids are stunned. What do you mean it's a crime? It's a crime. Because apparently, according to New Jersey law, passed by the Democratic state legislature, I may add, but let that go. Check this out. The cops tell these two innovative teenagers that anyone selling a service door to door has to apply, check this out, for a license that costs $450.
That's why America is in the shape that it's in. I wouldn't bother with the flyers, they just knock on the door. But how many of you sent your children out, or how many of them wanted to, of their own accord, go out and shovel driveways and shovel walkways? And this is what America, the story from New Jersey, this is what it has become. I wonder what Chris Christie is going to do about that. If he wants to be president, he better fix that problem first. There we have it, a review of the hot hits, the stories, the big topics of this past week, ending with number one's big blizzard of the week. I'm Doug Steffen. My pleasure to be here as the host of this.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.